Okay, good morning, everybody. And today's daf is Moed Katan Daf. Hey, we left off, or Elisha left off on Daf Dalet and Beis. I thank Elisha Graf very much for giving the daf over the past few days while I was away. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored in honor of the extended Rosenzweig family in memory of their father, grandfather, great-grandfather, Julius Yehuda ben Avram, whose yahrzeit is today. Also by David Hamm in honor of his wife's birthday, which is today. Happy birthday. Also sponsored by Daniel Glickman in honor of and for a complete refuah shleima for our new daughter, Malka Bracha, who's in need of surgery. She should have refuah shleima. Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we're going to continue discussing Tzorchei Rabim that can be done on Moed and that which cannot be done on Chol HaMoed, and particularly when it comes to digging wells, that what's considered Tzorchei Rabim, what's considered Tzorchei Yachid, and what are you allowed to do for the sake of Tzorchei Rabim, what are you allowed to do for the sake of Tzorchei Yachid. Then the Gemara is going to talk about 9 possible sources for the concept of Tziyun Kvaros, for the idea that we mark off graves. The Gemara is going to talk about people who think about what they will do. We'll see Yeshua, that people who are focused and who are purposeful in their actions, and they're going to see Yeshua from whatever tzaros that they have. The Gemara is going to continue the discussion of Tziyun Kvaros and talk about marking where we would mark the grave. Do you mark the grave dafka right over the grave at some distance from the grave in order to give people a little bit of warning? The Gemara is going to talk about whether we would mark a kezayis minames. Kezayis minames is also metame, but should do they have to make a marking by a kezayis minames to prevent people from becoming tame, to warn people about the tumah that are there? And then the Gemara at the end of the daf is going to talk about the tumas beis hapras, and we're going to have 2 different definitions of what that even means, what tumas beis hapras even means. And the Gemara is going to discuss that that type of tumah called tumas beis hapras. So let's begin at the last line of the page on daf dalet on beis at the 2 dots. Umisaknin es kilkulei amayim shebirshus harabim. You're allowed to be misaken the ruined boros that are in a rishus harabim, that are made for the sake of rabim to be able to drink from. So you're allowed to dig out the dirt that's caught in the boros in rishus harabim from the dirt or stones that are there that are blocking the water. So the Gemara's medayi from the fact that it says that we're chotet in mosam. That's the Mishnah says that it's chotet. So it sounds like chatita in chafira lo, that only to remove the dirt and the rocks that are in the way, the pebbles that are in the way, only that's mutter to do on Chol HaMoed. But to actually dig a new bar in a rishus harabim is going to be aser on Chol HaMoed. So Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yochanan lo shanu ella shein rabim tzrichim lahem. Now when we say that that only chatita is mutter, but chafira, but actually digging a new bar is going to be aser, that's only if people don't need if the rabim don't need the drinking water because they have plenty of water from other sources. Aval rabim tzrichim lahem, but if people need the drinking water, they don't have a sufficient water supply, fresh water supply from other sources, so then afilu chafiru mutter, then you're even allowed to dig a brand new bar on Chol HaMoed. So ask the Gemara and Rabbi Yochanan, wait a second, v'chi rabim tzrichim lahem mishari? Is that true? Just because rabim tzrichim lahem, does that mean that you're allowed to dig brand new boros on Chol HaMoed? V'atanya, but I have a brisa that says otherwise. The brisa says, chotet in boros shichna ma'aros shel yachid ve'in tzarech lomer shel rabim, that you can clear out the dirt and the pebbles and whatever is blocking a bar of a yachid, and of course you're allowed to do that by a rabim. But the ein chofrin baro shichlo mar shel rabim bein tzarech lomer shel yachid, you're not allowed to dig a new bar or a new source of water for the rabim, and obviously you're not allowed to do it for a yachid. So this price is telling us that the din of a rabim and a yachid are exactly the same, that both by a rabim and a yachid you're allowed to be chotet on Chol HaMoed, but you're not allowed to be chofer. You can clear out the dirt, you can clear out the pebbles, but you're not allowed to dig a brand new bar for a rabim or for a yachid. So my love is Rabim Tzrichlem, when we're contrasting Rabim and Yachid over here, aren't we talking about a case of Rabim where it's Rabim Tzrichlem where they need the water, and you see in the Brisa that Afal Pikein, you're not allowed to dig a new bar even if it's a case of Rabim Tzrichlem. Obviously we're not talking about a case where it's Pikoch Nefesh where people are going to die if you don't dig this well on Chol HaMoed, but it certainly is going to be an inconvenience for the Rabim because the people do need this water. if they're going to die, then it's ein davar mifnei pikuach nefesh, except for the big three. So obviously you'd be allowed to violate chol hamoed. You're allowed to be mechal Shabbos if there's a situation of pikuach nefesh. So obviously we're not talking about pikuach nefesh, but nevertheless, apparently even when rabbim tzrichim lahem, it's still going to be also to do a chafira sabar. So says Gemara, lo, b'shein rabbim tzrichim lahem. When the Brisa says you're not allowed to be chof for bor shichim lahem, so for rabbim on chol hamoed, that's talking about where the rabbim do not require the fresh water. They have enough fresh water from other sources. But if the rabbim did require the fresh water, then you'd be allowed to be chofer. So essentially what we're doing is we're making an ukimta in this brisa. This brisa that did not distinguish between rabbim and yachid and said in either event you're allowed to be chotet but you're not allowed to be chofer is talking when rabbim tzrich lehem. So ask the Gemara, if that's the case, that when it says you're not allowed to be chofer a bar shel rabbim and only chatitas mutter, it's talking about when rabbim tzrich lehem to kavasag av a yachid. Well, then you have to say that the parallel case of a yachid that we're comparing it to is in fact a parallel. That ain't a yachid tzarech lehem. That if the case of the brisa is ain't rabbim tzrichim lehem, then the case of the yachid in the brisa is ain't yachid tzarech lehem, where the yachid has other sources of fresh water. Well, if that's the case, chatita mishari. How do we allow for the tzarech of a yachid when the yachid is not really tzarech lehem, when the yachid has other sources of fresh water? How do we allow for a yachid to clear out the pebbles and the dirt that's blocking the existing bar? V'atanya, doesn't the price after all tell us baruchich lemaros al yachid konsin mayim l'tochan, the baruchich lemaros of yachid, you could bring water into the boros on moed, on chol moed, that if the passageway through which the water enters the bar is somehow blocked, you're allowed to be misakin it, or even to build a new passageway in order that a lot of water should be able to flow through into that bar, because it's not such a significant tircha of a lo chotetin, but you're not allowed to clear out whatever rubble is there, whatever is clogging up the bar of a lo shafin of a sidkei, and you're not allowed to smooth out the cracks that if some of the cement that they would line the stones with fell down, you're not allowed to be masaking it with new cement or lime or plaster in order to smooth out the walls of the bar. Vishal rabim chotinosam v'shafin esidkein, but shal rabim, you are allowed to. If it's a bar sichin maros of rabim, then you are allowed to do all of these things on chalamoid. So you see, it's beferish in the brisa that you're not allowed to be chotet bishal tzorich yachid. You're not allowed to clear out the pebbles, clear out the rocks of a bar shal yachid. Now, if we're going to say that when the first brisa says that you're allowed to be chotet bar sichin maros shal yachid is talking about where yachid tzorich lehem, so then the second brisa is not a stira. That one brisa says you're allowed to clear out a bar shal yachid, the other one says you're not allowed to. Very simple. One is talking about b'shei yachid tzarech lehem, the other one is talking about b'shei yachid tzarech lehem. The second price is talking about the when they ain yachid tzarech lehem. But if you're going to say that when the first price that allows you to be chotet baruchik lemar shal yachid is talking about she'ein a yachid tzarech lehem, how are you going to explain the second price where it says that it's also to be chotet shal yachid? If even when ain yachid tzarech lehem it's mutter, what's the case where it's going to be aser to be chotet shal yachid? So says Gemara v'elamai. So what do you want to say? That when the first brisa says that you're allowed to be chotet baruchik lemar shal yachid, it's talking about b'shei yachid tzarech lehem. It's talking about that it's a case of yachid tzarech lehem where the yachid needs it. Well, we have to keep that first brisa parallel and remember that first brisa equated the din of a yachid with the din of a rabbim. And if the din of a yachid was talking about a case of yachid tzarech lehem, the kavasah gabe rabbim, then you're gonna have to say the same thing when it talks about a rabbim, that you're not allowed to be chofer baruchik lemar shal rabbim on chol hamoed, and that's talking about b'shei rabbim tzrich lehem, when the rabbim do require that fresh water. So, but is that true? Chafira mi aser? Can you really say that when rabbim tzrich lehem that you're not allowed to be chofer baruchik lemar shal chol hamoed? V'atanya, doesn't the brisa tell us baruchik lemar shal yachid kontin mayim l'tochen v'chotetin osan avelo shafin esidkein v'lo chotetin l'tochen v'lo that if you have baruchik lemaros that belong to a yachid, you're allowed to bring water into them. You're allowed to clear out whatever rubble is in them, but you're not allowed to smooth out the cracks. You're not allowed to be chotet into them and to be sud and to line them with plaster. Vishal rabim, and if you have baruchik lemaros of a rabim, chofer no son, v'sud no son besid. So you see, beferish in the brisa that you're allowed to be chofer baruchik lemaros shel rabim. So what's the case where you're allowed to be chofer baruchik? You have to say it's talking about a case where it's rabbim tzrich lehem, and it's like Rabbi Yochanan said that if it's rabbim tzrich lehem, if the rabbim requires expires the water, then it's mutter to be chofer brand new boros. So you see, clearly you're allowed to do it. So then we're stuck back with the original brisa, because the original brisa says you're not allowed to be chofer boros shichlam or shal rabim on chalamoid, and we said that it has to be talking about a case of rabim shichlam. But over here we're learning that if it's rabim shichlam, it's going to be mutter. That Rabbi Yochanan is correct that when it's rabim shichlam, it's going to be mutter. So we're stuck, meaning we can't reconcile all these brises. We have one brisa that says that the din of Rabban and the din of Yachar are the same. We have another brisa that says the din of Rabban and the din of Yachar are different. And we have Rabbi Yochanan saying that when it's Rabban Shichlam, you're allowed to even be chofer boros shel Rabban. So how do we make sense of all of this? So because of this, the Gemara explains the first brisa entirely differently. Tzritzachi, you have to answer the first brisa as follows. Chotin boros shel Yachid. You're allowed to be chotet means again to clear out the rubble from boros shichlam aros of a Yachid. That is b'sheyachid tzarechlem. That's talking about where it's Yachid Tzarechlem. And then when the Brisa says, Vein Tzarechlem B'shal Rabim, that's Kisharam Tzarechlem. When it says, and certainly you could be Chotate, that you can clear out the rubble from Boros of a Rabim, that's talking about when Rabim Tzarechlem. Tafilu Chafi Ramutu. Because in the case of Rabim Tzarechlem, you're even allowed to dig a brand new bar when it's Rabim Tzarechlem. Vein Chofer Boros Tzarechlem Boros Shal Rabim. Then when it goes on to say that you're not allowed to be Chofer Boros Tzarechlem Boros of a Rabim, that's talking about it shifts. That's talking about b'she'ein rabim tzrichalem vein tzarech lomar shal yachid d'chein yachid tzarech lomar filu chatitinami asur. And then certainly you're not allowed to be chofer a brand new bar for a yachid, because we're talking now where it's a case of ein tzarech lem, and ein tzarech lem, when yachid is ein tzarech lem, you're not even allowed to do chatita, let alone chafira. So up until now we've been working with the assumption that we have to make an ukimta in that price. That price either needs to be talking about kisha tzarech lem or kisha ein tzarech lem. When it says the din of Rabban and the din of Yachid are the same, either we're talking about both where it's Rabban Shrichalem and Yachid Shrichalem, or we're talking about both when it's Rabban Ein Shrichalem and Yachid Ein Shrichalem. That's what changed over here. We're now willing to say, let's study in Katani, that half of the that first Brisa is talking about Kisha Tzarech Lehem, and half of the first Brisa is talking about Kisha Ein Tzarech Lehem. So the first half of the Brisa, when it says that you're allowed to be Chotet Boros of a Yachid and certainly of a Rabban, that's talking about when it's tzarech lehem, and when we said that you're not allowed to be chofer boros shichlam aros shel rabim, and certainly of yachid, it's talking about kasheein tzarech lehem. So Rav Ashi Masnisa Nami Daika. From our Mishnah, it's meduyak like Rabbi Yochanan's shita that when it's rabim tzarech lehem, when the masses need the water, they don't have a sufficient supply of water, that you're allowed to be chofer brand new boros. That must be correct. The Katani, because our Mishnah says osin called tzarech rabim. It says you could do called Tzarchei Rabim. Kol Asuyimai. Whenever you have the word kol, it's always an inclusive term. So what's it coming to include? When it says kol, lav lasuy, chafira, isn't it telling me that when it's there's Rabban Shrichlam Lehem, you're even allowed to do chafira? You're even allowed to dig a brand new bar? Says Marlo, lasuy adatanya. Nah, the Mishnah is not talking about chafira. It's coming to include the following case. The yotzen lekavitz es hadrachim, that you're allowed to go out on Cholamoe to clear out whatever thorns and thistles there are on the roads in order that people shouldn't get hurt when they travel on the roads, and to pave the roads that are where around the city where people live, and the marketplaces where people sell their schora, in order that there shouldn't be any hezek l'rabim, and they could go measure the mikvahs to make sure that there's still 40 saw in the mikvah, because you need 40 saw in order for it to be a kosher mikvah, and mikvahs tend to over time lose some of their water, so you want to make sure that it didn't dry up. And any mikvah that doesn't have arbaim sa, they would then they would be mamshich water from an amas hamayim to complete the 40 sa of the mikvah. And how do I know that if Beis Din didn't do their job, Beis Din didn't go and ensure public safety, that if someone dies, someone gets hurt from traveling on these roads, that we view it as if Beis Din is the one that was shofech v'dam, Talmud Omer, that's what the Pasuk says, v'haya alecha damim. Pasuk says in the parsha of the Rotzeach, v'lo yishofech dam naki bekerva artzecha, asher Hashem l'kachem nosen l'cha nachla, v'haya alecha damim. That if you don't, if Beis Din does not deal with the Rotzeach, we view it as if the Beis Din is the shofech damim. So you see, if someone is able to prevent shvichus damim, and they don't prevent it, we view that as if they have blood on their hands. If a person can ensure public safety, and and doesn't do what they can to ensure public safety, they are held responsible for the lack of public safety. So the Gemara asks on the Dechia, wait, the fact that you're allowed to be masakin these things in order that rabbim shouldn't be damaged, that's mefurish. So you can't say that when we say, I mean, what happened over here? We said, oh, when it says osim kol tzarchei rabbim, that must be that kol is coming to tell me you're allowed to dig boros. So he said, nah, kol is coming to tell me that they would ensure public safety. Says Mar, I don't need kol to tell me that you ensure public safety. Kol is a reboy, you know, from the extra word kol, I'm learning something new, something extra, something that I didn't already know. I already knew this. The public safety element, that's beferish. That says, so that can't be what kol is coming to teach me. Says the Gemara, v'osim kol tzorchei ram nasui emai. So what is kol tzorchei ram coming to include? Lav lasui chafira. So it must be that it's coming to include that you're allowed to be chofer boros when it's ram tzrichamim, like we said originally. And we therefore have a raya from our mishnah to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you're allowed to be chofer brand new boros on Chalamoed, if it's a case of Ram Tzrichamem, Shmamina. So it was a long discussion, but we finished exactly where we started. Right? The discussion started by saying, even though you're not allowed to be Chofer, brand new Boros, the Mishnah only says you could be Chote to clear out the rubble from an existing bar. So Rabbi Yochanan, the discussion started with Rabbi Yochanan's comment, you're even allowed to be Chofer if it's Rabim Tzrichamem. So we had Brysas, and we had Stiras, and we had, but at the end of the day, not only is Rabbi Yochanan's statement true, we proved Rabbi Yochanan from the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says you do kol tzorchei ram, it must be referring to that. It must be referring to a case of ram tzrichalem. Then we move on to the sugya of tziyun kvaros, because the Mishnah had said mitzaynin es kvaros. You should mark off on chol hamoed. You're allowed to mark off the kvaros with seed in order that people who eat truma and can't afford to become tamei should be able to walk there. So I'm Rabbi Shimon Pazi remez tziyun kvaros minatora minayin. Where do we find the remez to tziyun kvaros minatora? That seems like a bit of a funny phrase. Remez l'tziyun kvaros minat. Is it a remez or is it minatora? Right? Meaning, is tziyun kvaros a din d'oraisa or is it a din d'rabban? You have such a lashon in a few places in Shas. Remez liyichud minatora minayin. At the end of Maseches Kiddushin, the Gemara discusses, where do we find the remez to yichud min haTorah? And the Gemara says, "Ki yisischa achicha ben imecha v'chi ben emesis ben aveinu mesis el mikan sheben misyachlim imo and einu misyachlim kol arayah shebetorah." Very funny limud to learn from the parsha of mesis that a son and a mother, because the words are juxtaposed with each other, a son and a mother are allowed to be alone together because there is no yetzerara for a son and a mother, but you're not allowed to have yichud with any of the other arayos in the Torah. So over here, what is this remez liyichud min? Remez l'tziyun kvaros min haTorah. Is it a remez? Makes it sound like it's not a real din d'oraisa. By yichud, it clearly is a din d'oraisa because we have other gemaras that clearly indicate that it's a din d'oraisa, right? You have gemaras elsewhere in Shas, Maseches Avodah Zarah, Maseches Sanhedrin that say beferish that yichud is asur min haTorah. Talking yichud arayos is asur min haTorah. Yichud of a panuy and a penuya is only midrabanan. That was from the Beis Din of David HaMelech, and then the Beis Din of Shammai and Hillel were masakin even yichud with the nachris. So we know that yichud with arayos is minatora, but over here, what is it? Are we dealing with the din d'arayos or are we dealing with the din d'rabbanan? The Mishnah Maseches Nida and Daf Nun Vavim Beis quotes that kutim are neman on tziyun kvarim, and wherever they're not mitzayin the kever, you're allowed to eat taros over there. So the Gemara says that even though kutim are not neman on matters of Torah Shebal Peh, tziyun kvarim is only and tziyun kvarim is only midrabbanan, but since it's a beferish apaskin sefer Yecheskel vara et. So they must be careful about that. So we're allowed to rely on them. Meaning the Kutub had a funny religion. They had a funny interpretation of Judaism. And if something was, they didn't, it's not that they kept the Daraisas, not the Drabanans. They kept that which is Mefurish Bekra. Sometimes you have Drabanans that are Mefurish Bekra. It's just that, or see Mefurish Bekra. And sometimes you have Daraisas that are not at all Mefurish Bekra. So they just didn't keep the Torah Shebal Peh, which very often, most often, they had many Chumras that we don't have because of that. The Torah Shebal Peh often offers a lot much more kulas than you would expect from just reading the Torah. But you see, it's mucha from that Gemara that tziyun kvarim is midrabanan, not midaraisa. And that's what Tosfos writes in Maseches Bavasra Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, that the entire concept of tziyun kvarim is midrabanan. So, however, Tosfos over here seems to hold that tziyun kvarim is min haTorah, because Tosfos explains the kasha of the Gemara that we're going to have soon, Hamakami da'asi yecheskel man amara, that before before Yecheskel came along and taught us the concept of Tzion Kvaros, who said it, so it sounds like it's a Din Min HaTaren, therefore it has to have predated Yecheskel HaNavi. It couldn't be that Yecheskel HaNavi is the first one that taught us that there's such a concept of Tzion Kvaros. The Ritva brings a riot to that Shita, that Tzion Kvarim is Min HaTorah, because if we're Midrabanan, the Chum wouldn't be Matir to be Mitzayim Kvarim on Chol HaMoed, meaning how could the Rabbanan allow Melechus Chol HaMoed just to fulfill what's a Din Rabbanan? That's the Aruch L'Ner's Raya as well, that the Gemara over here is going to say El Gemara Gemirila. So it sounds like it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Gemara Gemirila sounds like it's an ancient tradition that goes back Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. According to this Shita, that Tzion Kvarim is Min HaTorah, it's going to be hard to explain what the Gemara says in Maseches Nida. That Tzion Kvarim, the Gemara says Beferish, that it's only Midrabanan. So the Aruch L'Ner says that when the Gemara over there says Midrabanan, it means that even though it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, but since it's not written explicitly in a pasuk in the Torah, it's considered to be, by the Kutim, it's considered to be as if the Chachamim were the ones that said it, because Halacha L'Moshe Misinai from a Kuti perspective might as well be Rabbinic Judaism, and Rabbinic Judaism is something that the Kutim were not particularly interested in. So therefore Rabbinic Judaism they're not Naaman about. So that's where the Gemara has to say over there, yeah, but since it appears in a pasuk in Yecheskel, that's why Kutim are Naaman when it comes to Tzion Kvarim. So anyway, so Remez L'Tzion Kvaros Min HaTorah Minayin. Where do we find either, again, Machlokas Bali Atosos? Is it just a Remez, or is it an actual source of Tzion Kvaros Min HaTorah that is actually a Din D'Oraisa? But the Gemara is going to have 9 different possibilities of where we get the concept of Tzion Kvaros. Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, V'ra Etzem Adamu Vana Etzlo Tzion. So you see that there's a, that you have to make a Tzion in a place where you have a Kever. Why is that only a remez? It says like pretty explicitly they have to be mitzayim kvaros. So you have to say that the pasuk doesn't mean they have to be mitzayim kvaros al pi din in order that ositaros should not become tamei, because you're only mitzayim because of a chashash that ositaros might be mayil on the tumah. One etzem from a mace is not mitamei ba'ohel, and nevertheless you would still be mitzayim. So it's a nevuah that asid in Yisrael that they're going to make tziyunim on the atzamos of the goyim that are all over their land. That's how the Rishonim explain. But anyway, so that's the pasuk in Yecheskel. So says the Gemara, Amale Ravina Ravashi, Hamikami Delese Yecheskel Man Omar, that before Yecheskel came along, if it's a din min haTorah, the Torah should have let us know this before Yecheskel came along. So who said it before Yecheskel came along? So says the Gemara, Ulitaimech, according to you that you're asking on me, Hadam Rav Chisa Davar Zeh Mitaros Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Lamadnu, that this matter about Kohen Orel being puzzled from doing the Avoda, it's not derived from the Torah, Shebichsav, Midivrei Yecheskel Ben Buzi Lamanu. We only know it from the Navi Yecheskel, because the Navi says Kol Ben Necher Arulev Arul Basar Lo Yavo Al Mikdashi. So an Arulev is someone who's not behaving properly in his relationship with the Ribbono Shlomi, someone who's doing Avodah Zarah. An Arul Basar means someone who doesn't have a Bris Mila. So in either of those cases, you're not allowed to go into the such a coin is not allowed to be Obed Avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. But Mekami Dileisa Yecheskel Manu before Yecheskel came along, who taught us this din? Ella Gemara Gemirila. It must be that we had a Masora, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, as part of the Torah Shebal Peh, that there is such a Halacha, Vasi Yecheskel, Vas Mechakra, and then Yecheskel came and attached a Pasuk to it. Sachinami. So the same is true when it comes to Tzion Kvaros. Gemara Gemirila, Vasi Yecheskel, Vas Mechakra. And it was always a din d'oraisa, so it was always a tradition, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, and Yecheskel came along and attached a Pasuk to it to tell me this din of Tzion Kvarim. So just like the din of a Kohen Arel being puzzled to do the avoda is something that was halacha l'moshe misinai, and then was then Yecheskel attached a puzzle to it. So to beitzim kvarim, the idea of a kohen aral not doing the avoda is one of the examples Reb Chaim gives in his famous piece about halacha l'moshe misinai. Reb Chaim has a piece about halacha l'moshe misinai where he develops two types of halacha l'moshe misinai. There's a type of halacha l'moshe misinai where there's a halacha mechadashas, and halacha l'moshe misinai where there's a halacha mefareshas. Halacha mechadashas means got no resemblance or connection to any other din daraisa. Halacha Moshe Misina, I invented a new din. Halacha Moshe Misina, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a new din to Moshe Rabbeinu that's not really connected to a din min haTorah, to a din that's explicit in the Torah. Halacha Mefaresha, sometimes there's a din in the Torah that Halacha Moshe Misina shapes that din daraisa. It tells you the gedarim of that din daraisa, the limits and the applications of that din daraisa. So shiurim are halacha l'moshe misinai, for example. It's not a brand new halacha called shiurim. It's that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. How much matzah do we have to eat? So the shiur of a kazayis is halacha l'moshe misinai, that you have to eat that much matzah. It helps define the mitzvah. So what about this halacha l'moshe misinai, that an orel is not allowed to do the avodah? So Rabbi Chaim points out a beautiful diuk in the Rambam, that the Rambam writes that a zar is not allowed to do the avodah, and when an orel does the avodah, it's the same as a zar doing the avodah. So what are you talking about? What does that have to do with the Tzar? Why is he bringing in the Tzar doing the Avodah with an Aral? It's got nothing to do with anything. So says Reb Chaim, you see the way the Rambam learns this halacha l'moshe misinai is that it's not halacha mechadeshes, it's halacha mefarashes. And what it's telling us is that a Kohen who's an Aral is dino kizar, that he has a din of a Tzar. He has a din of a non-Kohen. And non-Kohen, that's mefurish b'krai, that a non-Kohen is not allowed to do the Avodah. So it's not just that he's a new halacha called the Kohen Orel. It's that he has the same din as a Zar doing the Avodah. And there are nafkaminas between Halacha Mechadashas and Halacha Mefareshas. Nafkamina would be, meaning if you have an Isra of a Zar doing Avodah, when you have a regular Losa say Minatari, you get Malkus. Halacha Moshe Misina, maybe you don't get Malkus. So do you get Malkus for this violation? So if it's just being Mefaresh, that which is already written in the Torah, and he has the same din as a Zar, so maybe you get Malkus. There are nafkaminas between Halachim Mefreshes and Halachim Mechadeshes. Anyway, the Gemara brings other sources. So we are satisfied with this source in Yecheskel, because it could be that it's Halachim Moshe Misinai, and then Yecheskel came along and attached a pasuk to it. But the Gemara brings other sources for the idea of being Mitzayin Kvaros. Rabbi Avohu Amar Mehacha, that the Remez Litzayin Kvaros, it says by Mitzora, Vitame Tame Yikra, that he calls out Tuma. Tuma Korolova Omerislo Prosh, that Tuma Korolo, and says, be porish for me. So you see from here that you have to make tzivim kvaros whenever there's tumah, meaning there needs to be a warning, there needs to be a kriya to let everyone around know that there's tumah over here, so you need to be porish from this tumah. V'chenam Rabbi Uziel, Barbareda Rabbi Uziel Rabba, and Rabbi Uziel, the grandson of the great Rabbi Uziel. I don't know how often Rabbi Uziel comes up in Shas, but either the grandfather or the grandson, but Rabbi Uziel, the grandson of the great Rabbi Uziel, said that tumah korolova merislo prosh, that this is the remez for tzivim kvarim. It's based on the fact that by mitzvah we see that you have to let the world know that there is tumah over here in order that people should be careful. So over here also we have to let people know there's tumah. V'halach yudasa. But wait, v'haylach yudasa. Is that what that pasuk is coming to teach me? How me by lechatanya? No, the pasuk by mitzvah is already needed for what the brisa tells me we need it for. V'tame tame yikra tzarech l'odia tzara l'rabim. Tame tame yikra means that the mitzvah himself needs to let his tsar be known to the rabbin. For rabbin, vakshal v'rachim, so that people could daven for him, they should have refuah from his tsaras. So since the pasuk is needed for that drasha, how can you learn from there that it's an indication that whenever there's tumah, the world has to know about it? Tzim kvaros known as bitsar, there's a kever there. When it comes to a mitzora, the mitzora is experiencing a sense of tsar, and it's telling us that when a person experiences a sense of tsar, you should let people know so that they can daven for you. Right? Sometimes you have people that are going through an illness or something like that, and they want to be very private about it. So they don't want everybody to know, because they don't want to be bothered by well-wishers and by people that, prying for information, or, they just want to be private about it. But really, the best thing to do, you can't tell people what to do, but really the best thing to do is if a person needs tfilos, they have to let people know that they need that they're in need of tfilos. We get these questions all the time. Just had the shaila yesterday. Someone said that someone is ill, and the man's wife doesn't want anyone to know. She wants to be very private about it, so she doesn't want to start a tilum group or anything like that. But the man's sister and his siblings and the rest of his family do want everyone to know, and they do want. So can the sister start a tilum group without the wife's permission? Terrible idea. They probably should not do that. But maybe the wife can be convinced, because really it's something that that people should be davening for. So you have to be lo'diyat tzara l'rabim. That's what the Gemara is telling us. In order that rabim vakshim l'avrachim, that it should provide a refuah for the person. So it says the Gemara, Im Kain, if that's all the Pasuk is telling me, that you let your tsar be known to the rabbin, then lichto v'tame yikra, my v'tame tame, so shamina tarti, meaning there's room for two drushes over here. If it would have just said v'tame yikra, so yeah, let everybody know that that you're in tsar, so that they'll be mbakish rachman. The fact that it says with tame yikra, that tells me that there are two things: that you let everybody know that you're in tsar, plus the din of warning people about tumah, and therefore by extension siyun kvaros as well, where it warns people about tumah. Abaye amar mehacha. Abaye says, no, I have a different source for siyun kvaros. Very simple. V'lefnei iver lo sitei michshol. You're not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of a blind man. So you're not allowed to be machshel, a person in an avera. So you have to mark off the kvaros in order that people who are dealing with taharos shouldn't be nichshol, and then they're going to have to burn all of their taharos. So that's isra of lifnei iver not only means that you're not allowed to cause someone to do an avera. Over here, it may not be that the person is doing an avera, but the person is going to lose out. They're going to lose out on their taros. So lifnei iver also means that you're not allowed to give a person an etza she'ina hogenes. Right? Rashi and Chumash writes that it means an etza she'ina hogenes, and also not to help a person do an avera. It could be that both of those things apply over here. There's a question in Achronim. Do we say in Mikriyosim de Pshuta over here? Meaning, what if a person actually puts a stumbling block in front of a blind person? Did he also violate lifnei iver? Meaning, we know it means if you cause someone to be nichshol in aver, he violated lifnei iver. We know if you give an etz hasheino agenes, he violated lifnei iver. What if you just put a stumbling block in front of a blind person? Did you violate lifnei iver? Do we say in Mikriyosim de Pshuta, or do we say, no, over here, the Pshuto Shel Mikra is that it's obviously not literal, that I don't need the Torah to be so highly specific and not to be mean, right? It doesn't tell me all sorts of bullying tactics and what not to do. That's all covered under Ve'achal Re'acha Kamocha. But to actually put a stumbling block in front of a blind person, I don't need the Torah to tell me something like that. So that's a major discussion in the Achronim, in the Chasrinach, in the Meshchachma, and the others. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa says, I have a different remez to marking off graves. V'amar Solu Solu Panaderech. Solu means make a path, make a mark on the grave, on the tuma, in order to divert the path where people who carry truma and taros will be able to go on a path that won't go over the grave. Rav Chinna Amar, Rav Chinna says another source for tzion kvaros, that the hemshich, that very same pasuk, harimu michshol miderechami, that lift off the michshol from the path of my nation where they need to walk. Rabbi Yoshua Bered Ravidi Amar, a different source of tzion kvaros. Vodat lemes haderech yelchuba, let everyone know the path that they may walk on. So that could be taken in a very literal sense, not just let everyone know how to behave and how to live their life. Haderech yelchuba, they need to know what path they can walk on. Marzutra Amar, that different source. Vizarta mispnei sol mitumasam. Vizarta means separate people from tuma. Make sure that they're able to be aware of tuma. Ravashi Amar, ushmarta mismishmarti. Asu mishmeres mishmarti. That you need to make safeguards, just like you have by truma. Mishmeres trumosai. So you have to mark off the tuma so that the truma can be guarded. Meaning that's a din that you have to guard the truma from any tuma. So one of the ways we guard the truma from tuma is let people know where there's tuma. Ravina Amar, a paskin tehillim. Some derech are enu b'yesha lukim. That if you make a siman on which path to walk, and you're mitzayin in the makom of tumah, so then you're going to see the Yeshua Hashem. So I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, "Oh, once we're on that pasuk, let me tell you something else about seeing Yeshua Hashem. Kol Hashem or Chosav. Anyone who thinks about what he does in life, that he thinks about hefsed mitzvah keneged schara aveira keneged hefseda. He thinks about what's a winning proposition in life spiritually, and what's a losing proposition. Zoch v'Rabbi Yeshua Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu. Such a person is going to see the Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shneemar, Visham, Visham Derech, Al Tikru Visham, don't read it as Visham, Ella Visham Derech, that a person is Sham, a person makes an assessment, Arenu B'yesh Elokim, then he's going to see the Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara brings a Maisa that relates to this. Rabbi Yane, Havale Yehu Talmidu, Tekol Yom Hava Makshilei, B'Shabbat D'Regila, Lo Hava Makshilei. He had a certain Talmud that every day would ask him while he was learning, would ask him in learning, and on the Shabbos that was before Yom Tov, where he would be darshaning the halachas of the Yom Tov, he wouldn't ask him anything, because then everyone was coming to hear the drasha then, so if he didn't didn't know how to answer, he'd be embarrassed, and he didn't want to embarrass Rabbi Yana in front of everybody. So he didn't want to ask the Rebbe when everybody was there, in case the Rebbe didn't know the answer. So Kari Alai, Rabbi Yana said about this Bachar, Visham Derech Harenu B'Yeshalukim, that he is such a sensitive person that he thinks about, you know, what he's doing. That he doesn't just, oh, question came to my mind, so I got to blurt out the question. Well, think about it. What's this going to do? If I ask the question right now, is it going to embarrass the Rebbe? Is it going to make him, or is it not going to embarrass the Rebbe? So he said, what a sensitive person, such a person can see Yeshua Hashem. Now the Gemara brings a brisa that discusses which types of tumah you need to mark off. Now that we've discussed 9 possible sources for the concept of seeing pharaohs, so where do we have to mark off? You don't have to mark off a kesayis menames. You don't have to mark off a tiny bone. Nor do you have to mark off something that's not metame ba'ohel. But you do have to mark off the spine or the skull of a mace, because they're metame ba'ohel, even though they're only one bone. And al rov binyan val rov minyan a mace. If you have the majority of the binyan of the skeleton, even though it's not the majority of the number of bones, or you have the majority of the number of bones of the mace, even though it's not the majority of the skeleton, that also is metame ba'ohel, so you need to mark it off. But if there is a chashash that something is only metame b'magor, something that's only metame b'hesed, you don't have to mark off such a tuma. Vein mitzaynin al avados, al mitzaynin al stekos. You don't have to mark off a place where there's definitely tuma there, because no one's going to bring taros there anyway. But you do need to mark off a place where there's suffek tuma there, because since it's a suffek, not everyone's going to know about it, not everyone's going to be aware of it. Ve'eluein al stekos, what are stekos? Schachos ufraos ubeis apras, which we'll get into detail what that means. Vein ma'mid in sin makum tuma. So we said we're not mamid at tziyun in a place of tuma mamish. We move it away a little bit. Meaning the tziyun doesn't just get placed right over the tuma. You got to give a little distance from the tuma so people have warning, so they're not going to find out when it's too late. They'll be walking along on the grass and then they step on the tziyun. Oh, but now it's too late. Now they're ready. They're ready tame. So you have to give it some distance. Vein marchik at tziyun mimakom tuma. You also can't give it too much distance, because if you mark off too much of an area around the tumah, then no one's going to walk in larger pieces and larger parts of Eretz Yisrael, and you don't want to be mafsid Eretz Yisrael. As soon as people see the tzion, they're going to start walking around it. So you don't want to take away too much of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara explains what's the reason that you're not mitzayim kezayis menames. Now we're going to go back to explain this this brisa. So it sounds like kezayis menames is not metame ba'olel. Kezayis menames is not metame ba'olel. Is that true? Va'atnan, doesn't the Mishnah tell us the second paragraph of Masechta Olos elush metame ba'olel? The following things are metame ba'ohel, and on the list is kezayis menames, and the kezayis menames in fact is metame ba'ohel. So how can you tell me that you don't mark off a kezayis menames? We're supposed to mark off anything that's metame ba'ohel. So Rav Papa says the Gemara. Rav Papa answers, hacha b'kezayis mitzumtzum askinan to sof sof michzor chaser. No, we're talking about where you have an exact kezayis menames, where the assumption is it's going to be a very short amount of time till it shrivels into less than a kezayis. So what I'm going to make a tziyun kvaros over here, so forever no one's going to walk over this area, and I'm going to be mafsid this area very small, because for 5 minutes there was tumah there. The tumah is not going to remain there very long. The kezayis menames is not going to remain a kezayis. Mutav yisruf alav truma kachim lefi shah. I'd rather it be sorif truma and kachim for a short amount of time, vayisruf alav liolam, rather than to be sorif all truma and kachim that pass through that area forever when it doesn't need to be. Meaning in a year from now, when people walk by there, there's not going to be any tumah there, but people are going to think there is because it's marked off, and then they're going to be so rave. They're truma, and that's a tragedy also. You're not allowed to burn truma Torah the same way you're obligated to burn truma Tamea. You're not allowed to burn truma Torah. So I'd rather not do that. So that's why kezayis menames you don't mark off. Then we said there are suffek tumas where you mark off, and then the sfekos includes schachos, pros, and besapras. So schachos means ilan amesach ala aretz. You have a tree that hovers over the ground, and your ma'ahil under the tree. Praus is avad, meaning you have a tree that covers tuma, that there's tuma under the tree, and then a person walks under the tree, the person is tame as well. So that whole tree would have to be marked off as a place of tuma, because the tree serves as the ohel. Praus, avad and pruos ayotzes men agadar. Praus are ledges that come out from a stone fence that are ma'ahil also over the ground. So in a case where you have a tree or these stones right next to Rosh Hashanah, that that's right next to the Beis HaKvaros. So since the tree or the stones are ma'ihil on the place where they bury people, which is a private property, so we're choshesh that there's going to be a kever under the tree or under the stones, and therefore you have to be mitzayin that makom. But we don't know for sure. Even if you don't know for sure that there's tumah there, you have to be mitzayin that makom. Beis HaPras, and what is a Beis HaPras? Kiditnan. The Mishnah tells us in Masech Zalos in the 17th parak, Hachoresh as a kever. If a person plows a field that has a kever somewhere in it, Hareyu also Beis HaPras. That turns the field into a Beis HaPras. That we're choshesh that maybe by the plowing of the field, it breaks apart the bones of the mace that are there, and it spreads those bones all throughout the entire field. So anyone who enters that field, anywhere in that field, is tamei with the tumah midrabanan. The kamu also, what's the shear of the field that would make a Beis HaPras, meaning how much area around that kever is going to be a Beis HaPras? Melomana mea ama. It's a full furrow that they would make with the plow, which is 100 amos. That's the chum assume that the plow will spread bones up until 100 amos. But beyond that, the plow is not going to spread the bones. So ask the Gemara, wait a second, from the fact that the price says we mark off a Beis HaPras, sounds like it's metame ba'oel. Well, Beis HaPras mean metame ba'oel, but is a Beis HaPras metame ba'oel? Because we only mark off things that are metame ba'oel. That if a person wants to walk through a Beis HaPras and he's a Kohen, or he's someone who otherwise deals with Tara, all he has to do is start blowing the dirt to make sure that there's no bones that are visible over there, and then he can keep walking through. And apparently the concern is only for small bones, which are not metame ba'oel. Rabbi Yehuda bar Ami Mishmedu Ula Amar Beis HaPras Shenidash Tahar, that a Beis HaPras that's been trampled on by other people is going to be tar. Since a lot of people have walked there, we assume that all the bones have been totally crushed and there are no bones that are the size of a sa'ura anymore that are going to be metame b'mago or b'masa. So you only have to check that place has been trampled over, and then you're allowed to walk through that Beis HaPras and bring your Korban Pesach or whatever else you need to do. But if we're choshesh and the Beis HaPras is metame ba'oel, how do we allow the blowing the dirt or relying on it being trampled? All that will check for is whatever bones are on the surface. Metame ba'oel means that there may be something under the surface, that there may be something that's actually metame ba'oel. Samra papa lo kasha. Kan besad shav ba'kever, kan besad shnechrosh ba'kever. No, there are two types of Beis HaPras. One type of Beis HaPras is that there was a field with a kever. We just don't remember where the kever is in the field. It's somewhere in this field, but it's a full kever. That's metame ba'oel, because we're choshesh, you might be walking over the kever. The other is the sadeh shenechrosh ba'kever, where it was plowed, where the body is strewn about in little fragments of bone are all over the whole field. So that's a Beis HaPras that's not metame ba'oel. The sadeh shav ba'kever, Beis HaPras karilei. Wait a second, a field that you just can't find the kever in, that's called the Beis HaPras? Is that labeled? Do we properly label that a Beis HaPras? Says Mara, in. Yes, that's exactly correct. Even a sadeh that you lost the kever is called the Beis HaPras, that any sada that there's a suffix tumma is called the Beis HaPras, agav, a field that was plowed. Vatnan, and after all, the Mishnah says this in the 18th parak of Masech Zolos, shlosha Beis HaPras. There are three types of Beis HaPras that people who eat truma are not allowed to go in. Sada shnevad ba'kever, a sada that you lost the kever and you can't find the kever. V'sada shnechrosh ba'kever, and a field that the kever was plowed in, and a stay bochin, and a sada that's called the stay bochin is also a Beis HaPras. So the in Mishnah Beis it says Shloshah Beis HaPras saying Hachorish Sever Natas Kol Neta, and Mishnah Gimel says Sada Shav B'Kever, and then Mishnah Dalit says Stei Bochen Lo Natas V'Lo Nizra'as. So the Gemara just summarizes all the Mishnayas, but it's one Mishnah after the other that defines each of these places. So Stei Bochen is where it's not that it hasn't been planted at all, but the bottom line is that there are multiple definitions of Beis HaPras, and therefore the Gemara is about to get into my stay bochen. What exactly a stay bochen is? Let's just read. My stay bochen. What exactly is stay bochen? Rabbi Shobar Abim Shredu Ulamar Sada Shemaftirin Bamesim. It's a sada where people have died. When they bring a mace from one city to bury him in another city, they come to a field that's near the city. So the original ones are go to their place, and the people from that city then take over and they take the body to burial. So when they meet with each other, they they all cry together. So that's why it's called the stay bochim. So the time of my, why is that a base of pras? Why is that going to be metame? Amaravim mishum yesh bailim nagubah. Sometimes they'll bring a mace from a far off place, and the chamim are choshesh that because of the difficulty in the travel, one of the limbs of the mace are going to fall off, and it's going to be stuck in the stay bochim. So the Gemara is going to ask on that. We'll pick up with that tomorrow in terms of the definition of stay bochim. Everyone have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sorry for missing the past few days.